time to go viral. I'm homicidal, I'm killing all my rivals. I'm the man, should I put that on the Bible? I Spotify my target, cause you know I got the title. Hey, I'm a Mac too. I told baby shake that ass like she Apple. She said it's real, so she got my name tattooed. House full, so I hit it in the back room. Baby said she need it now, peep the urgency. I want a little Kim before she had the surgery. Leg spread on that hardcore poster. She love twerking, she just do it for the coach. Big dog, bull master. Six tray Chevrolet, I'm classic. All these niggas mad at me, that's tragic. Your main bitch in the bed, that's graphic. Yeah, we about to go viral. We about to go
viral. What's the deal? What's the deal? What's the deal? Viral gang, we back at y'all with another one. Shout out all the Viral Way members, man. If this your first time tuning in, hit that subscribe button. Tell a friend and tell a friend. Leave a like, leave a comment. Y'all already know the deal. Best podcast in the world. Realest podcast on the net by far. As always, it's your host that do the most, Mr. Viral himself, aka the villain, because they hate me for my opinion. And I got bro in the building as always. What's
yes,
the deal?
Indeed, man. LBC Messiah the Great. Y'all know we here to lead the way, man. Viral Way or no way, man. We got a legendary guest today. If you ain't know, now you know. You tuned in. We got Webb in the building.
We got Long Beach's own, Long Beach's finest, Mr. Westside Webb.
That part.
What's the deal, bro? They
been appreciate y'all having me on this mug. You know what I mean? It's been a long time.
Yeah, you know, that's easy layup. It's mandatory we get you in here.
Hey, this one been heavily requested, bro. I've been seeing it in the comments more and more. When y'all gonna get Westside Webb on there? I'm like, man, I be running into bro at the gym all the time.
Oh, God.
We gotta lock it in. You feel me, bro? Yeah. Be programming, you know?
For sure. For sure.
Yeah, what's going on?
Been working, bro, like a mug, man. Steady grinding, bro, in his lab, in the gym, doing whatever I can to make myself better. You feel me?
I want to say this, though. I do like what you're doing. You know what I mean? I want to give you your flowers right now. You doing your thing. You putting on for the city in the right way. The music, it be hitting, and it's different. You don't sound like nobody to me.
Thank you.
That's what I appreciate the most about your music when I hear it. Like, you got your own style. It's strictly you. I don't have to... When I hear you, I know that's you.
Yeah.
Dribbles. So yeah. I'm salute you for that for sure.
Yeah, thank you, bro. Yeah. That was the whole goal. Like when I started, because y'all know I was making beats. I was producing, so I wasn't even rapping. So when the rapping part came, it was like, man, everybody rap. You know what I'm saying?
Make a nigga not want to jump in it, huh?
Bro, that's really why I didn't want to jump in it. Like people have been telling me to rap before, and I'm like, nah, like I'll tell them, like, everybody rap. Like, but everybody can't make beats, so I make beats. You feel me? And then I kind of got tricked into the rapping part, you feel me? But once I got into it, it was like, all right, I want to have my own lane, bro. Especially, like, where we come from, because we got so many homies who rap who actually, like, popping, got their own careers and everything. It was like, what can I bring to the table that's different from what they doing but still us, you feel me?
Right.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, never be afraid of the oversaturation, because that almost stopped me from starting the pod.
Yeah.
So I had the same type of mindset. People, man, do the podcast. Do the podcast. You over-opinionated. Everybody doing podcasts, bro. Like, I ain't trying to start no pod. Everybody got one. But you unique. It's only one you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So carve your own lane. Don't be worried about what everybody else doing, because you only get one shot at this shit for real, so you might as well shoot it.
Yeah, bro. That shit, that's real, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I be telling this story a little bit, but like, I never wanted to rap, bro. Like, this shit wasn't supposed to happen, you feel me? That's why I be going so hard with it, because I know this is what God wanted me to do. You feel me? I wasn't trying to rap. The homie had called me, my nigga Polyester called me one day. I was making a beat, and I ended up telling him I want him to get on his beat. He had been telling me for a minute, like, bro, I want you to rap. You feel me? Your voice sound tight over beats. Like, nah, I don't want to rap. So that day when I called him, when he called me, and I played him the beat over the phone, I'm like, hey, get on this beat. He like, all right, but you got to put a verse on it, too. I'm like, nah, I ain't putting no verse on. I told you I don't want to rap. He like, all right, I don't want the beat then. Hung the phone up on me. He knew what he was doing, because I called him right back. Like, come to my house right now. We finna, you know what I'm saying? And I still didn't want to rap after that. After I did the song, I still ain't want to rap. I'm like, I just did this so you wouldn't get on my beat, nigga, because you ain't finna not rap on my beat. And he like, he just laughed. And he was like, nah, you got to rap now. Because once I put this out, people going to want to hear more. And bro, sure enough, once he put it out, people like, man, when you finna drop again, when you finna, and I'm like, all right, fuck it. Shit, we in a marathon now.
Nah, that's what's up. Do you only strictly rap on your own beats now, or do you?
Nah, hell nah. I got a gang of producers that I be fucking with, but they mostly be the producers who I was making beats with. Like, they my homies, like, in the industry. I rap on my own beats too, but I don't do it as much no more.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, like you, your style is for sure unique. You remind me of like the I forget the bag that they just had called like the currency.
The lifestyle rap.
Yeah, the lifestyle rap. Where did that come from? Cause you like a smooth ass nigga. So they'll never be like, hold on, come from where he from? Yeah. Hold on. He don't give me the rah-rah type. Yeah. He's super laid back.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie, that's how I always been, you know what I'm saying? Like I kind of copy like my big bro and all the people that I grew up under. And they was all real calm. Like, you know, niggas was like that too, but they was real mellow, bro. So I always been like that, always be in my own little zone. And then I just start rapping about the shit we was doing, you know what I'm saying, at the time. So I'm saying, like, I didn't start rapping when I was, like, 19, so I probably wasn't, if I was rapping then, I'd probably be talking about something totally different, you know what I mean? By the time I got into rapping, bro, like, we had shit established, niggas had money, niggas was doing certain things, so I was really able to just talk about what I did yesterday. And people was fucking with it, like, nigga, this crazy. And it was just real life, though.
Nah, it's definitely, definitely unique because when you think about the section, you like, okay, you got DW, he's super duper aggressive. You got Savvy, he more super game banged out, but still lyrical MC type. And then you got you with the lifestyle rap. So that's like three totally different type of MCs from the same section.
Yeah.
So it just showed the uniqueness of Long Beach to me.
For sure, for sure. That's really what I wanted to do. I was saying like it was niggas from the city who was already doing it, especially from our section. Like you said, DW got that aggressive. He telling his story. He telling the trenches story. Savvy telling the trenches story. It was like, yeah, but we got like, I mean, for me at least, y'all know, like, bro, it was homies pulling up with shit.
For sure.
Pulling up on the fly block, bro. They got, yeah.
Rest in peace, Jazz. Niggas pulling up in spaceships.
Come on, bro.
Big kilos on their neck.
So these was the niggas that I was like looking up to. You feel me? The Jazzes, the Big Webs, the B-Lines, like the niggas who was having a little chilly, you know what I'm saying? So I was seeing certain shit, and I'm like, man, we got that too. You feel me? Everybody be talking about the city like, you know, I don't know what they say about the city, but it don't always be the best. And it's like, bro, we got everything. We got everything y'all got, you feel me? And probably more, you feel me? So I need to let niggas know that, you feel me?
Especially in our section.
Yeah, bro.
We undervalued, I believe. And it's so much because me and bro always talk about is one thing about we got so much talent in the set to where I feel like, well, we always talk about that, and bro spoke on it before about having like a badass Baby Young's tape, because I see that as back in the days, you know, you had a lot of songs that would drop and you have 3-4 artists that we knew coming up. Even if I think about like them old songs, what was that? Shorty Low, They Know. He had Plies, Wayne, Jeezy. You got so many other, and none of our artists sound the same. So I feel like that'd be a distinct thing for us to do out the section of putting everybody in that spotlight. And we always use like Chicago, Chief Keef brought everybody in the door, all his homies, you know what I mean? And I think that would be a good look on the section in a sense, and a good look for everybody involved.
Yeah, nah, for sure. I think that could be something that get put in motion, you feel me? And I think, you know, just with all the shit that's going on in the city, and it is starting to get a little buzz, you know, we got people coming from the city who popping right now, so I think we're going to get a little bit of more light on the city, and we could make some of them things happen.
Now, the city is definitely lit. It's on fire, from the rap to the podcast to you name it. The city right now is cracking.
Yeah.
And we showing a lot of the narratives that was put on the city. It wasn't true, and it's becoming a shock to the rest of the world, because the rest of the world is like, from the outside looking in, we only viewed the West from the lens of maybe like a No Jumper or something.
Right.
So we thought all y'all was like that. Then Long Beach hit the scene. Oh, wait a minute. These niggas is low-key different, cuz. Y'all been saying they like this? No, these niggas is solid. These niggas really fly. These niggas did. We changing the landscape of how Long Beach is viewed.
Yeah, nah, for sure. And we need to, though. Because like I said, bro, like, man, I be online, like, the city be catching straight bullets. You know what I'm saying? And I just be like, damn, bro. Like, it's really fucked up. You know what I mean? But it's like, niggas don't know. You know how they always talk about, you know, like Kendrick, like, don't come to L.A. if you don't travel past the 10. Man, a lot of people don't come past this 91, you feel me?
At all.
Niggas don't even come nowhere near the city, bro. So whatever their opinion on the city is, like, that's what their opinion is. Like, bro, come here, you feel me? Because you come here, I guarantee you're going to say something totally different. Like, our city look good, it's beautiful, they building shit up. Nigga, we got big-ass skyscraper buildings, niggas got restaurants, niggas got everything you need. Like, it's one of them situations where you ain't got to leave the city, you feel me? Like, that's why niggas from Long Beach be in Long Beach. We don't go nowhere else because we don't need to.
Everything we got is out here, from swimming pools to parks to movie theaters to everything you need, majority of it's out here.
Yeah.
And we halfway to everywhere. That's the beauty of the city. Whether you want to go deep in the OC, you at the halfway mark.
Yeah.
You want to go deep in Hollywood, you at the halfway mark. We in the middle of everything. We an hour, 30 minutes from everything and everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is like the launch pad to me.
Even from Compton to LA, we right there. So yeah, it don't make no sense. But I do want to encourage the homies to reach out to other homies. If you see somebody serious about their craft and what they doing, to put the egos to the side. You know, a lot of us as men, we be like, well, if he ain't reaching out to me, I ain't reaching out to him. So I want to encourage homies that's in those lanes. And if you can, it's not really too much about trying to just do everything, but keeping us. If we under the same section, under the same umbrella, that should be easy layups. You know,
homies
be wanting to tax homies for verses, and it's like, but it's a different thing if you won't cut in the field with you. A nigga ain't asking for a feed in.
right. Then the niggas come through and you calling niggas, hey, cut, woo, woo. Like you said, ain't no fees involved.
But the fees, I'm risking my motherfucking life. That fee is worth more than anything.
Man, that shit at the minimum be worth a damn feature. You know what I'm saying? And it should be automatic. Like, we got the platform. Y'all make the music. Come through to the platform. That's an automatic layup to the world.
Come on, bro. It's like an assembly line. You feel me? Like, nigga, we got the assembly line for the homies, bro. And, you know, we just keep that shit going. And it's always going to win. You feel me? I feel like if shit ain't broke, if it's not broke, you ain't got to fix it. You feel me? And when you look at all the blueprints of everybody who's successful, bro, that's literally what they did. You feel me? They put that assembly line together. And then they just kept adding more people to the assembly line. Everybody jump in line. And then they just... boom, 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 boom. And then people be looking like, damn, well, how this happening? Like, pay attention, bro. They got a formula. You feel me? Like, we got to just get on the same formula. I feel like that's all we got to do. Because the talent part ain't the problem.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? If you look at it, bro, we got raw talent. Like, from me to Sav to Rayvon to D-Dub to anybody that you think about. Even niggas that's not from the set, bro. Like, bro, niggas got raw talent in Long Beach.
From
athletes, bro. Look at all the athletes that come from the city, bro. Look at the skateboarders, the surfers. Like, bro, niggas got raw talent in the city. It's like how we channel that raw talent to the world. You feel me? That's been my biggest thing in the last year. Just like, all right, bro, we got all this talent. That's cool. You feel me? Especially in rap, bro. Like, we in a different era in rap. I don't give a fuck how tight you is rapping. I don't give a fuck how tight your bars is rapping. You could drop 950 projects, bro. If you ain't doing this shit the right way, ain't nobody gonna hear you. Because back in the day, an album came out, you might have one album come out a week. Everybody know, oh, Snoop dropped this week. We finna go get that. Oh, that new 50 drop. We finna get. Yeah, there's a million songs being uploaded every single day to these streaming platforms. You feel me? So it's like, hey, bro, like if you ain't doing something different, like extra out to like put yourself in front of these people, bro, you gonna get drowned with all these other. It's just you gonna get drowned in the music.
Right.
It's a million niggas putting songs out every day. Like that's not an exact. That's a real number. I think the lady said it was like 1.2 million songs I get uploaded every single day to DSPs.
And what are you doing to stand out? Because it's the era of the personalities. They want to fall in love with the personality first.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's like, bro, you really low-key got to be showing your lifestyle online. Like I be telling bro, like, bro, you got to really look at it. Like everything is content now at this point. I don't give a fuck if you at the gym, just quick workout. Hey, man, health is wealth. Boom, boom, boom. Show people what you're doing because people want to connect to you. That'll make them want to connect to your music more.
I swear to God, bro. It's crazy. You realize that, though. You feel me? I just realized that, like, recently, bro. And it's, like, something that I've been low-key warping my mind out of. Especially niggas like us, bro. I was just telling the homie, like, it's different for me pulling out my camera. Like, when I go with these, like the cameramen shoot videos, they be surprised what I tell them. I be like, hey, bro, you like tell me what to do. You know what I'm saying? I know how to rap. I know how to make music. I'm not a camera nigga, bro. You feel me? Like the way I grew up, you might get socked if you pull your camera out. You feel me? Like straight up, bro.
I'm the same way. Different. You know, it's crazy because I never forget. And I felt bad after, like, our peoples. We was on a trip. I remember we was in the car. And shout out to Rab. He had put out a camera. I'm like, damn, nigga, why you recording me? Like, and not knowing this is what's been going on, but I've been so out the loop. And it's still, right now, I still have problems with adjusting to that. It's like, yeah, when we on camera, it's camera time. But like he's just saying, everything is content now. You putting yourself out there. You need to be creating content. But I'm still a work in progress with that.
Me too, bro. Yeah. That's my biggest downfall right now is content. I've been trying to do more. I'm trying to get out of that mindset of like, man, like, that camera low-key like a part of you. It's like having like, it's like being in your pocket. You feel me? Like you gotta utilize that shit. And then I start telling myself, like, I ain't filming nothing, but it's work. You feel me? This part of my job. Cause the content is literally part of your job. You feel me? It's part of whatever we doing as entertainers. It's like you said, they want to see your life, bro. They want to attach to shit outside of the music. They want to see you with your kids, bro. They want to see where you eat at. They, oh, he be eating here? Oh, I eat there too. Like, I'm finna listen to this nigga
oh,
shit.
Oh,
I
God.
Feel, you know what yep. I'm saying? Bro, it really be like that. They want that connection. And, man, I ain't gonna lie. This is a cold game. I probably shouldn't even say this, but I'm gonna say it, bro. I watched this video. I seen y'all the link afterwards. I won't say it. I let the people go dig and find it, bro. But it was this dude talking. And he said some cold shit. He was like, all the successful people in the world, anybody who got a successful brand, whether they've been a motivational speaker, like, it's not what they telling you, bro. It's why. The people who fuck with them, they connect to the why. You feel me? It's not about what they selling. Look at Apple. Hey, there's a billion electronic companies, bro. It's a million computer companies. Why everybody got an iPhone? Apple made you connect with the why. They not selling an iPhone. You fuck with Apple because whatever reason that you fuck with it, but it's deeper than just this Apple logo on here. And they made you feel that. You feel me? The nigga used an example with MLK, and he was like, bro, there was a billion black people at the time who was like, nigga, I feel like we ain't getting what we deserve. We not this, that. They had the same ideology as Martin Luther King, bro. But why Martin Luther King was the nigga who was talking, bro? Because he made people feel they why. It wasn't what we talking about, bro. He was a why. Even when you look at his speech, he said, I had a dream. He didn't give you no facts. He didn't give you one fact. That nigga said, I had a dream.
He said, I had a dream last night. I'm believing in this dream. Yo,
and then the way he presented it to people, other people was like, damn. Nigga, I feel that way too. I believe in this dream too. To this day, bro, the nigga never proved no facts though. You feel me? Like, but the why, bro, had people like, the why brought out a million man march. You feel me? Like, that why is important.
Nah, that's facts because I've seen a lot of, how should I say, seminars and things in that sense. And they talk about the biggest thing when you trying to be successful or chasing your dreams is the why factor, because the why factor gonna keep you going. Whether the why factor is your kids, whether the why factor is your passion or anything that you choose to believe, the why factor, when times get hard, that why factor is going to be the equivalent of why you keep pushing. Because yeah. When you remember why you're doing it, then you understand. That's why a lot of niggas get lost in the sauce, because they never had no real why factor to keep them on afloat when the waters get shaky. So that's for sure. That's bars.
Yeah, if you got a reason or an end game, that'll help you through the ups and downs. Because if you ain't got no end game, you ain't got no reason, soon as something get hard, you get to thinking to yourself, why I'm doing this shit anyway? You be right. Quick to quit. But if you know for a fact, like, nah, I got a goal, I'm going to reach it by any means. I don't give a damn how many ups, downs, shadow banning. I don't care if nobody listening to my music right now. Somebody going to listen to it eventually. I'm going to keep hitting the studio. I think that's what separates the greats from the people who don't make it. Because everybody can make it if you're consistent. The consistency has to pay off. There's no way it can't pay off. It has to. It's literally the law of the universe. It has to. The problem is we want it to pay off. We want it to pay off.
Yeah, niggas the want world, the satisfaction.
The world might got a different payoff time for you. You might be thinking a year. The world might say, nah, you got 5 years.
Yeah.
We're going to give it to you in five. You going to quit in four? You should have kept going, cuz you was 3 feet from gold, nigga.
Hey, you already know. I was looking out that picture in my head. A nigga turning it around. He right next to the diamonds. The other nigga digging. You feel me? I always think of that, it always come up on my feed.
That was one of the coldest concepts.
Bro, it always come up on my feed, but like when that nigga Nip said, he was like, bro, I went through everything everybody went through. The only thing, the only difference between me and everybody else is I ain't quit. He like, I went through every emotion. And that was a real shit for me, because if you a nigga or a woman, anybody, bro, you really chasing your dreams, bro, you gonna go through some emotions, bro. You gonna feel like, man, I don't wanna do this no more. I'ma quit, man. Everybody against me, nigga. You gonna have them days where you cocky, you got your chip on your shirt. Like, you gonna go through literally every emotion, bro. So when he said the only distinguishing factor between me and everybody else is I just didn't quit, like, nigga, that's a blueprint right there, bro. You know what I'm saying? Keep rowing your boat, keep running your laps. You gonna end up somewhere.
No, that's fact. How you deal with the trolls, cuz? Cause the trolls is a whole nother aspect of content and music that didn't exist before. You didn't really hear critics unless it was critics of the industry, because there used to be critics of the industry, like, okay, these are the voices, these are the magazines, this is the criticism. Now criticism comes straight to your feed. They making troll accounts, burner accounts. You think you put out the best shit in the world, no matter what you put out, you always got them few accounts. This shit garbage, this shit, you know what I'm saying? Do that fuck with you,
man? Man, surprisingly, bro, thank God. And, you know, it might come after this podcast, after I say it, but like,
bro, I ain't really got to deal with that.
Nah, I ain't really got too much of that. But I think it's because, like, I don't really preach nothing negative. You know what I'm saying? Like, You gonna be mad that I'm telling you to go get some money? Like, bro, you need to be mad at yourself. You feel me? Like, I don't say nothing negative in my raps. You feel me? So I don't really get too much of the trolls. You know, you still gonna get little people saying little shit or whatever. I'd be really be more looking at, like, I'd be more on my side, like, they trolling the city. That's when I feel like they trolling me, bro, because I'm from the city, bro. So when niggas get the Long Beach niggas this and Long Beach niggas that, and that's when I be like, all right, bro, let's relax a little bit, you feel me? I don't even really know what's going on, bro, you feel me? So, but other than that, like, I don't see too much of the troll shit, bro.
Oh, you blessed, cuz. All I see is trolls in my DMs. No. F you N-words, you monkeys, you this. I'm like, cuz, it get deep. It get crazy.
Bro, most of that shit, I have my moments. Most of that shit don't really bother me, though, unless I was choosing to take it personal. But I think, in my opinion, if you be authentic and you, whatever craft you doing, and you stay authentic to yourself, and you're putting out whatever content that you good with, the rest of that stuff ain't gonna really bother you as much, but because you're gonna have people that hate on us just to do it, just to get a reaction. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, once it bothers me to that extent, then it's like, I done had my moments where I'd be like, hold on, cuz. Like you said, but then it's more of a, you after the city, so now you throwing us all in the same boat, or is you serious, or what you own type shit. Without even knowing this, then it's a different story. But now just accepting it, and I get a lot from bro, because he tell me a lot of different things, and I have to look at it in a different space of understanding it and not looking at it in a negative way. So shout out to the trolls, because hate do be motivating. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because now y'all going to put a fuel in me where it's like, I'm going to show you, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Even though I'm proving it to myself, but now I'm going to really prove it to myself, and then you going to look crazy.
Exactly, bro. Also, too, I think, like, I've seen troll shit. I'm not saying I ain't never seen it, like, but it just don't happen, like, often. But for me, bro, I be looking at it like, if you got this much time to sit on your phone and troll on my page, bro, you not doing something you need to be. So why am I gonna waste my time with you? You feel me? I got shit to do, bro. I'm a full-time dad. I got money to make. I got music to make, bro. I don't even got time to sit here and troll nobody else. So if you is, that means you got too much time on your hands, bro. You need to go do something else.
Nah, facts. Usually them niggas probably already miserable anyway.
Exactly, bro.
Yeah, the law of detachment helped me with the trolls. It's like, once you accept the fact you cannot control others, there's no point to be attached to others' opinions, because you can't control it. But some people, they trying to get a trigger out of you. They know what they saying is false, but the second you react, they happy now. Oh, I got his ass.
That's like they dopamine, bro. That should be crazy. You ain't never lie with that. They don't even want nothing from it. They just want a reaction. And as soon as you react, they like, okay, I won. They'll damn near leave. Like, as soon as you react, they won't even message you no more. And it's like, damn, bro. You afterwards, you lucky be feeling stupid. Like, damn, I done fell into that little trap. Like, I shouldn't even said nothing. Yeah, I ain't doing that.
No, that's a fact. What you think about rap battles and rap beef? You think you ever see yourself in one? Because, you know, Ray Vaughn and Joey Badass going at it right now. You had Drake and Kendrick going at it. So it's been some prominent battles going on.
Yeah. Shout out to them now too. That shit tight. It's making music interesting. Me personally, bro, I couldn't just say I had no, like, rap battles or, like, beefs and disses with nobody. It could happen, though. You know what I'm saying? It definitely could happen. I'm not going to say it's not, but it could. Yeah. I'm the type of nigga, like, with this music, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to go put it on wax if it really get to that. Cause I ain't going to bring it to no gangster shit, because, you know, you niggas don't know what's going to come with that. You feel me? It's going to be a lot of problems that don't need to be. That's why I like how they handling this shit. Even I'll be listening to what they saying. They be saying some shit that,
crazy,
like,
shit.
Yeah, where it's like, damn. Like, hold on, bro. Like, nigga, I'm going to see you out. We going to get cracking on each other. But it's still rap, though. You feel me? They putting it on wax, bro. And, yeah. I feel like if it ever got to some shit like that, like, yeah. But, you know.
Do you think, like, nothing's off limits when it comes to the rap battle because it's on wax? When it, man, I really didn't mean it. It's just music.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, man, you know, everybody got their limits of, like, what's disrespectful and what's respectful, bro. So I feel like, you know, it's certain lines you ain't gonna, I ain't gonna cross, you feel me? I don't know about other people. People don't be giving a fuck nowadays, bro. They give a fuck level is at zero. You know, they don't give not no fucks, bro. But I ain't finna be talking about nobody kids or, like, talking about they mamas or, like, somebody that died. And I think that's just disrespectful.
Like, keeping
bro.
Man to man. Yeah, because it's like nowadays, to me, it's like people want to see who could be disrespected the most. And if you could throw some bars in there. But that is true. Like, you got to try to keep it like a sport.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I if we playing football, I hit you harder, you hit me, just hit me harder back, in a sense. But I think a lot of people can't take it further than that. But like you said, if they detach from it and keep it just wrapped, then it wouldn't be good. As much.
It's not a problem. I think, like I said, I don't even really be like, I don't beef with nobody like that to even like have no disses. It's a few people in the industry, though, that I don't really, you know, fuck with. People be knowing. And, you know, if it came to that, then I'm gonna spark hot fire on their ass on the track, bro.
Said, don't let this smooth shit fool you. They have a,
Yeah, I'm gonna spark hot fire on that shit, bro. I'm a real artist. I could rap. I make music, bro. If I don't even like calling myself a rapper, bro, because I could literally do everything. That's why I like going to the lab, bro. I ain't the nigga that's just in there like, hey, yeah, load that beat up and I'm finna. Bro, I record myself. I mix myself. I engineer myself. I can make beats. I do it all. You feel me? Like, literally. So that little space in the studio for me really be my zone. My zone. Now, I ain't the homie who come to the studio. That's probably why a lot of homies, they be mad too. Like, damn, you don't never invite me to the studio. But it's just, that ain't never really been the way I worked, bro. Like, I like being there dolly. Or like maybe one or two other people who kind of contributing to what we doing. But I don't really feed off of like the in-studio energy. Bro. I be more just like in my head, you feel me?
Nah, that's savvy. So you more like, you feel like being in your own energy because you know your vision and how you want everything to play out?
Yeah,
is that
probably.
A big part of it?
Yeah, I mean, I be more comfortable just rapping by myself and just doing things by myself. I think I've always been like that just as a person. But yeah, bro, like I think when I was producing, and strictly just producing, I'll have visions for niggas and they wouldn't see my vision. You know what I'm saying? And so like now that I don't have to really deal with that as much, like I could just tell myself what the vision is. It's like two sides of me, bro. Like West Side Web is like one person when you looking at him, but he two people. It's a rapper side of me and there's a producer side of me. Right. And they talk to each other, you feel me? The rapper nigga might be in there and go in and be like, all right, yeah, all right, I'm about to rap. Like, the producer side of me be like, nah, that shit ass. Like, for real, the producer side of Web be like, that shit trash, bro. Go back in here and da-da-da-da-da. You ain't catch these pockets, right? You ain't do this. So, like, it's two of me in the studio already. And then they both really going at each other. I don't really be needing nobody else in here.
I think that's one of the biggest challenges of having a team is your team not seeing your vision. So now it's like, damn, do I take my team advice? Or do I go with vision I got?
Yeah.
That be happening with the content sometimes. I might got an idea and they not fucking with it. Like, yeah. I really don't think we should do that. But I'm so stubborn. I'm like, man, I don't give a fuck what you niggas talking about. Sometimes it pay off and sometimes it don't. But
see, for me, I think that could be a handicap if you're working with a team. Because if you feel like you leading or you're in the space, why would you not value your team's opinion in a sense? Because and even if you don't agree to what, I don't think no men are always going to be agreeable on everything. But when it comes to content like this, it's so much to where it's like you could put it out and it's like, well, maybe something that we think might work, you might not think it worked, but then it worked. You'd be like, damn, I was wrong. That shit did something different and vice versa. You know what I mean? So I think that's what having a team is about because you got, if you say Kobe and Shaq, you had Kobe just wanted to rock all the motherfucking time. But we knew if Shaq got the rock, it was going to do damage and something else was going to shake, even though Kobe had a different vision.
Yeah.
So I just think it just depends on what you're doing. Even when it comes to music, I think constructive criticism is sometimes good. If you got somebody, a lot of the best music, I believe, that came from back then, and I think that's why a lot of music is not hitting the same, because you came in there organically and made music together. You know what I'm saying? So most people, it's just like, hey, I want you on this song, and I just send you the feature. And you just hair up and drop it versus we created this together. We put that work in. We vibed out. And we knew both of it was a hit. Or I might hear a verse and be like, damn, nah, that's too many words or this or that. And I just think it works better when you got people in there, depending on how you work.
Yeah, nah, for sure, bro. Having the right people around you is key. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's like, I don't feel like you can have anybody around you. Let me go back when I said, I do be in the studio a lot by myself. It just be me. It be the rapper, me, and the producer, me. But I got my niggas that I've been making music with for so many years where I be comfortable with them. And they dope. And they, like, legendary, bro. So I be taking their advice for sure.
Right.
I'm actually, like, one of them people, I probably take more advice than I need to. So I have to, like, kind of, like, filter it. You feel me? Because I'm an overthinker, bro. You feel me? I overthink the fuck out of shit. So sometimes I be needing like one homie or two homies here. But somebody that's really like musically inclined, bro, where they music IQ is pretty high, bro. Because I notice right now with music, a lot of people do music, but their music IQ is ass. Their music IQ zero. They know how to rap or they know how to do this, but they have no music IQ, bro. And so that plays a big part in a lot of shit. And I like people around me who are going to have some IQ because they going to tell me, hey, bro, like polyester the same, bro. I work with polyester a lot. Polyester somebody that tell me, he'll be like, this wasn't tight or you could do this better. And I ain't going to feel no way. I'm going to delete it and go right back and do it. But like somebody else might tell me that shit and I'll be like, nigga, you don't even know nothing about music. Like I'm not listening to you. So it be them type of things, bro, where it's like, it's just the right people around you, I feel like. But I don't like yes men, bro. Like if I played y'all something right now, I don't want y'all to be like, hey, bro, this was tight. And in the back of your mind, like it was all right. Like, bro, tell me. Like, that shit was all right. Like,
nah, that's crazy because everybody that asks us to listen to their music, we tell them, nigga, we going to tell you the real. And people don't understand. We studied music a lot as kids, like from every generation and all the top artists. Like, we had albums. We dissect bars. We was knowing bars and punchlines and stuff as kids that people used to look at us crazy. Like, y'all listen to that? Like, nigga, how was you not hearing this?
Yeah.
So I think we not going to be no yes, man. If your shit trash, we're going to tell you it's trash. If you don't want our opinion on that, then don't ask. Because, like you say, but I might tell you in a way, too. Like, if you in the studio and it's like, damn, now I need some more energy or you need to do this on that. And then you hear yourself. If it come out good or if you don't, then you know what I'm saying? That's if you value somebody's opinion or not. I agree with that. Because some niggas might just tell you it's good just because you in a position where you at.
Yeah.
And just be like, nah, just put that out. You'd be like, damn, I knew something was off on that.
Yeah. But it'd be times where a nigga know this shit ass. Or not even say ass, but it ain't my best work. I knew that with beats. Like, sometimes I make a beat. I'd be like, listen to this beat. And niggas be like, oh, this shit so fire in my mind. I'd be like, nigga, you lying like a motherfucker. Like, this shit ass.
You ain't never just put that out and then the fans wind up fucking with it? Because that's what I find with the content a lot. A lot of the shit I don't like. Like, I really didn't fuck with this. But we recorded it, so I'm going to put it out. They love it. And then the shit I love, like, oh yeah, this the one. Like, damn, y'all not fucking with that, nigga?
Nigga thought it was fuck, cooking.
Nigga, I thought I was cooking, nigga.
Story of my life, bro. Just forever. Like, back to just making beats. I'm finna go link with an artist. 10 beats in the folder. The first 9, I'm like, I know he gonna rap on these. 10th beat, let me just toss this in here just to, you know, where they always pick that 10th beat. On my projects, I mean, I feel like now we kind of getting to the point where it's like, yeah, nah, this probably him. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of songs, bro, like, whereas the last project is a song called Like Me that a lot of people like. I didn't even want to put that shit on the project. I ain't like it at all. My little bro, Didi, he had came and he was at the house and he was listening. And he like, go back to that song. He like, you got to put this on here. And I'm like, nah, I don't want it. He like, nah, you got to put it on here. And I'm like, why? He said, because I'm listening to it not as your homie. I'm listening to it just as a person. And people going to connect to this. Like, they just what you saying, they're going to feel it. And I'm like, I trust Lil Bro, you feel me? That's where it come in, where the people that you got to have people around that you really fuck with and that you trust and you trust their opinion. I trust Lil Bro. I said, all right, I put it on there. That's the biggest song on the tape.
Crazy.
It be like that, because I don't know why. It's always the content or the music. Don't fuck with. Everybody loves. That shit is crazy. That really be pissing me off, though. Like, I need y'all to fuck with this, and they really don't be fucking with it. I hate this, and they love it.
I think it be like your own ingenious in your head, bro. Like, everybody got their own sense of genius, especially with what you do. Like, you love it, you feel me? So you, like, looking at it like, nah, this shit cold. Like, da-da-da. But sometimes I feel like we be overthinking it. And then that person who out on the outside, they just see it like the raw version of it, you feel me? Like, for me, with that song, I remember that song Like Me, bro. I did that song like 6 times. Like, at first, I didn't like the hook. I took the hook off. Then I sent it to Larry June, but then he didn't send it back. So I was like, fuck it, now I got to do the second verse, you feel me? Then I was just listening to it. I'm like, I still don't like this shit. Then I switched the beat up. I'm like, I still don't like it. Then I switched the pitch of the beat, and I was like, all right, this cool. I like this like this. So sometimes it take a lot of that, bro, because nigga be overthinking. So
y'all got a project coming? I think that'll be a cold. Matter of fact, I got a cold tape. You, Larry June, Dom Kennedy, and Currency. That'll be a cold tape.
Nah, that should be cold.
Call it the lifestyle or something, nigga. Yeah, that'll be crazy.
Yeah, that should be crazy. Nah, I ain't even got no music with Larry right now. Larry doing his thing. That's my nigga though. But man, I'm just running my laps, bro. You feel me? I don't even really be trying to like forcefully do too much. I think I'm really big on divine timing. You feel me? So I feel like whenever the time makes sense for that to happen, it's gonna happen.
It's
for
gonna
sure.
Happen.
Yeah, yeah, like all of my features. If you look at my projects, I don't be having too many features like that. But all of them that they there, they came like organically. Divine timing. This last project, Self-Made, one of the songs that's cracking right now is Still Mobbing with Neff DeFerro, right? Bro, I made that song in like, I made it November 5th, 2024. As soon as I made it, I played it for my nigga Polyester and I was like, hey, who you hear on this? He like, Neff. I said, yeah, me too. Boom, sent it over to Neff. And nigga texted me back like, I'm about to do it. It's November 5th. Bro, that nigga called me in February on FaceTime. Like, hey, bro, check this. You know what I'm saying? And the shit was crazy, though. But I'm sitting here like November, December, January. I didn't even know that shit was going to come back, bro. Like, to the point where if you listen to Still Mobbing, there's three verses. There's a verse for me, and then there's Neff, and then there's a third verse. And that's my verse, too. That third verse is really the second verse because I didn't even know bro was going to send the song back. You feel me? He sent it back, damn near, like, while we was mixing the project. So I'm like, nah, I got to put this on here. But I already got this second verse on here, too. I don't want to not just do nothing with this. All right, we're going to stretch it. But like I said, divine timing, bro. You feel me? That shit just played out how it played out.
You got to deal with any type of Hollywood shit? You ever ran into that? Yeah, you know, you're like, hey, man, we finna link up. We finna do this. And nigga give you his number and everything. You hit the number changed. Or the nigga like, man, I'm finna come through the studio. Don't show up. Because
yeah.
We started to deal with that shit here. Like, when people would say Hollywood, I didn't understand it until we started...
Yeah,
mingling and
everything. It.
And it's like, bro, you could have just been like, nah, I'm not rocking with it. Like all the fake shit, they call it a Hollywood no.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, you do the whole thing, number everything, but really, they just didn't want to tell you no.
Yeah, bro, that's part of the game. It's to the point, bro, like I said, I've been kind of in it for a minute from doing the producer stuff where like now I kind of know how to maneuver around it. That's why I don't really like indulge in it though. Like it's probably bad. I know people probably look at me like, oh, this nigga Web think he bougie. And I just know how that shit finna go, bro. Like I've been doing this for years, bro. I'm not going to these parties and, hey, bro, you, hey, this my artist, so and so. Y'all niggas need to link up, shake hands, bro, follow each other on Instagram. And then, nigga, nothing. Never. Like, I don't even talk to you. You don't even like my pictures, bro. Like, go, I follow. I don't even know you, bro. Why am I following you? You feel me? It's just right, like,
facts.
Bro, I don't got time for this shit, bro. You feel me? Like,
it's facts.
No offense, no nothing. I ain't got time for this, bro. Like, if I'm gonna fuck with you, for one, I didn't got it to it like this, bro. I ain't gonna fuck with you because you do music or because you like, let's go do something first. Let's go have a, like, even, bro, with you, like, I see you in the gym, so I get to talk to you organically, bro, like, not about no music, not about no, nigga, what you hitting today? Nigga, oh, yeah, da-da-da, you know what I'm saying? It's organic, where I'll be like, I like bro energy, or I like her energy. All right, now let's go push to this. Because it be a lot of shit where you don't even fuck with the person, or you don't like them, or they weird, or... And you get to this point, especially with rapping and making music, like, oh, yeah, meet me at the studio. Oh, meet me at the studio. Y'all do a song. Y'all don't even like each other. Y'all got... And you don't like nothing about this person. He don't like nothing about... Y'all got a song together, though. You put it out. The fans want a video. Nigga, I don't like you. I don't even want to see you. You don't want to
nah,
see me. Now we got to forcefully do this. Everything's forced, bro. Like, I'm cool.
That's facts. I think it's always... Things come out better when you actually fuck with the person.
Yeah.
Like you said, just because you might be hot or you got a... Feel like you got a name. But if I don't... align with a lot of things that's who you are as your character, it's not going to be, I don't think it's going to be as pure and it's not going to hit the same because it's going to be seen. Like we said, when you're not authentic and on camera, people are going to be able to see through that shit.
And you can see it, bro. And then like, you know, with social media nowadays, bro, like you ain't got to know nobody and you'll know everything about them though. You feel me? And then everybody knows everybody, bro. You'll see somebody who in the middle of New York and they know somebody in the middle of Wyoming. How you even know? Y'all nigga, you ain't never been to Wyoming and this motherfucker ain't never been to New York. But y'all like every picture of each other and y'all in the DMs talking. Is we in a different world, bro. So it's like, you see so much like, I'm pretty sure y'all done seen it, bro. Niggas link up and do something. And then afterwards, like, it be a bunch of politics behind it because they didn't know what was going on at first. You feel me? Like, oh, I did something with this person. You know, that nigga didn't like my homie, bro. And it's like, it just be so much shit that niggas don't address first. It come out afterwards, and you be like, damn. Or it just makes shit bad. Like, oh, we can't come around here. Your homies don't like this person. Or, nigga, you done fuck this bitch. And, nigga, I didn't know. I done did this verse for you. Come to find out, you done smashed my baby mama. Now we on the internet beef. Like, bro, it just be too much. You feel me?
That's why you low-key can't announce a lot of the stuff you're doing until you do it, because behind the scenes, niggas get the, oh, you finna do a song with such and such? Man, that nigga beat my homie up, or that me and that nigga got into it, he fucked my... Niggas have fucked the business up on some other shit, while y'all got a whole conglomerate finna be put together and niggas get to throwing salt on it behind the scenes. That's why I never tell who we got coming up next or until it's locked in.
Yeah.
Once it's locked in and inked, then it's like, all right, you could...
Plus,
post
that,
about
like
it
you said,
that.
With the Hollywood weird shit,
you
it's
would
like,
think it's locked in. Yeah,
exactly. You're going to think it's locked in and be like, man, like, for me, like I said, bro, I done did so much where, like, nigga, I'll be tired of sitting in traffic. Nigga, like, I ain't driving an hour and a half somewhere, bro, and then niggas is, we ain't doing nothing, or niggas is, oh, yeah, bro, my bad, something came up. We going to do this next. Yeah, all right, bro. You ain't going to see me next week.
It's
sorry,
over
bro. Like, you, my time valuable. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing on this entire planet you can't never get back, bro. It's a few things, bro, but like, nigga, that ain't your mama. You can't get a new mama. Mm. You can't get another. You can't get no more time. You know what I'm saying? We can't go back. Whatever happened yesterday, but that shit over with. You can't go back and do it. You feel me? So I'll be really like, man, my time valuable, bro. Don't waste it.
Now, that's facts, because I start perceiving it now too, like that, to a point. I didn't really understand that when I was younger until I went to prison, and I had an older homie used to tell me, like, hey, you don't value your time. And I never knew what he was talking about. There's a nigga here moving crazy, moving reckless, and then you start to learn now as you start to grow and get in the space. It's like, if your time was money, where would you really spend it? Would you just spend it sloppy and anywhere, or would you value that time and treat it like money, and nah, I'm spending it on the things that I want to spend it on or what makes sense?
You ever experienced this? Like, you trying to link with somebody. Hey, let's do a song. They low-key brushing you off. And then somebody bigger than them does a song with you or co-signs you, or they see you with them, and now they own you. Hey, bro, let's lock in. Like, you like, hold on, cuz.
Yeah, I didn't been through it at all.
Don't that shit be crazy? Like, nigga, I already saw the vision beforehand, but you didn't want to fuck with a nigga till somebody co-signed the nigga. That shit be wild to me.
Yeah, I'm the type of nigga too, like, man, I be having pride issues, bro. So I'm the type of nigga to be like, when that happens, I ain't doing no song with you. You should have fucked me when I was trying to fuck with you, bro. Like, bro, it's people like, it's funny that I rap now, bro, because there is niggas who was trying to buy beats for me, and I would send them the snippets, shit, and they listen, and they play, and be like, oh, I'm going to get at you, with da-da-da-da. These niggas is now asking me for features, you know what I'm saying? Where it's like, bro, you didn't even want to buy the beats when I was making beats. What the fuck I look like giving you a feature? You feel me? Like, it's like, it's the whole full circle shit. Or even like you, how you said, bro, it'd be people who, I've been around for so long, I be knowing people where, like, link with me with so-and-so. Oh, yeah, all right, I got you. We gonna pull up, bro, and da-da-da-da. And then, like I said, bro, niggas be so low-key, too. Nobody know who you really know. These niggas see me out with a nigga they be looking up to. Oh, Web, what's up, bro? Da-da-da. What? Bro, I been trying to link with you. You be brushing me off, you feel me? It's cool. I ain't mad at you, but I ain't fucking with you, bro. We not gonna do nothing. I'm gonna do something with bro. You gonna wish you could have got on this. And that's just what it is, bro.
And that's crazy, because I be the same way. Like, when we see people that do those things or hit you with them Hollywood no's, I don't be caring, because I'm like, we gonna do us regardless. So, you know what I mean? That's why I always tell bro, like, once we get to a certain point, a nigga not sending no ships back that way.
Yeah.
That motherfucker sailed by already. We tried already.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? What's the point now? You know
straight
what I'm saying?
Up, bro. That's real. Because it's like, man, niggas is like clout chasers, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, niggas away for y'all to get on no jumper level. Y'all niggas away for y'all to be $1 million worth the game, and it be hitting y'all. Like, and you'll look in your message and be like, bro, scroll up. Like, scroll up, nigga. Like,
that's already happened.
I've been hitting you. You don't never respond. You don't even open my shit up, nigga. And then all of a sudden, you seen this big-ass person that you want to fuck with come on my podcast. Now, hey, what's up, bro? When I'm getting... Ah, bro, that shit whack.
That shit going on as we speak. So to the niggas I be ignoring, scroll up. Nigga done been hitting niggas. Oh, man, real, I wasn't ready back then. And, all, you know, niggas get to saying crazy shit. But, man, that's deep.
But even if you don't want to tell a nigga no and you just be like, the timing ain't right, that's cool. And even still then, like you said, I don't take it personal. I don't even feel no way. But we just wasn't meant to. It wasn't meant to happen.
Yeah, bro.
And once we get to that point, it still ain't meant to happen.
That part. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm really with the divine timing. So if it do later on in life and it feel right, then that's cool. But like I said, we ain't gonna force nothing. If that shit, like you said, if the shit pass, man, Hey, I'm going to be like them niggas on the ferry on the way to Catalina. You be riding, facts, just waving. Yeah. Hey, yeah, like, all right,
you
bro.
You still at the docks, nigga. Yeah, you should have been here.
Yeah, that part, you feel me? But man, yeah, that shit happened a lot, bro.
You been following all this Diddy and Tory Lanez stuff?
Yeah, that shit crazy.
Man, what you think about that, man? This, these details out this Diddy thing, man, it's just all been about Cassie and how freaky she been getting. I ain't heard Diddy did nothing other than Cassie doing some crazy shit.
Hey, look, besides, I seen somebody, like, dissect it, like a lawyer or something, you feel me? And, damn, I'm trying to watch what I say on here. I'm going to get some trolls after this. They going to get my shit.
Nah, like, they ain't going to troll.
Nah, yeah. But, like, nah, bro, it's crazy, like, for one, that nigga Diddy's a sick nigga, bro. He a sick nigga on the low, you feel me?
on the highest key.
Yeah, on the highest key, that nigga Diddy's sick, you feel me?
Freaky.
He's a freaky ass nigga, bro. Like, but at the same time, you know, I don't really know all the details, bro. So I don't want to speak on too much that I don't know. But like, I ain't never seen nobody get a RICO act for being a freak. You feel me? Like that's what I'm looking at. Like, bro, I ain't never seen nobody get RICO for domestic violence. You know what I'm saying? Like, from what that video that we seen, and I'm not taking nothing away from Diddy or nothing away from Cassie. I don't think you should put your hands on nobody that ain't, you know what I'm saying, that ain't don't deserve it. But like, that's domestic violence, bro. That's not a federal RICO indictment type of case. You feel me? From what I'm seeing. And like I said, bro, he's a sick nigga, bro. But I ain't never seen nobody get RICO for being a freak. You know what I'm saying? Also, too, I went down and kind of looked. And like, nah, you know, he sex trafficking or whatever they claiming. You know what I'm saying? He paying for people to come out here. And like, man, people gonna hate me after this, bro. But if that's the real definition of sex trafficking, bro, a lot of people out here are sex traffickers and getting sex trafficked because there's so many niggas out here who flying the sexy women out the country. You know what I'm saying? Let's go on this trip. And they expect some coochie. And the women like, shit, I'm gonna get his coochie up, nigga. He paying for this. Bro, the way they putting that, that's sex trafficking, bro.
Nah, that's so, facts.
So it's like, if y'all want to do it that way, y'all look at yourselves too, bro. All these little the baddies on Instagram and shit, bro, they getting sex trafficked. And the niggas with money, the niggas in the club and all that, bro, they the sex traffickers. Like, and that shit don't even sound right, bro. So it's like, how you going, you know what I mean?
Right, y'all created social media. Y'all create these dating apps and stuff like that where they meeting people across the world and they come fly out or the dude help pay. Now he's a sex trafficker or putting that light. But now since it's him doing it, he's the billionaire, and that spotlight is big because you think about people when we grew up. You had Hugh Hefner. Nigga had a whole Playboy mansion full of bitches, and you think the only thing that was going down was him just living with these women? You know what I'm saying? He probably had a million freak-offs in that bitch.
And I watched his movie on Amazon Prime. They got a whole movie on this nigga Hugh Hefner, like, especially now that he did. You know what I'm saying? They could say whatever. Exactly. He did. Bro, they was doing all type of shit. They had niggas shitting on bitches and doing all the crazy shit. You know what I'm saying?
These niggas were super
freak. It's like, hey, bro, like I said, and again, I ain't never seen nobody get a RICO act for being a freak. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I never seen a nigga get RICO'd by himself. Who else got a RICO'd with? Usually a RICO is to take down the whole Thug got a singular freak off RICO.
And it's so crazy that they had Thug whole case being able to be watched. We can't watch Diddy case. You know what I'm saying? They're not allowing you to see what's really going on. And I'm pretty sure they going to grill her because all they're really getting out of is showing how much involved Cassie was in the freak-offs. She was saying she was coming to get sperm from another man, like you said, him being a fucking freak, and going to a whole nother room. So you had plenty of chances to lead this man. And what they going to kill me for is to say, well, you don't know how it is to be abused and what it does to your mind and all this. That's bullshit at the end of the day. Like, you had, if you're that much in danger, so what happened from then to year past year 10 that you decided to leave this man for a trainer if you was this much scared for your life? At some point, you chose to still leave, and nothing happened to you.
This is what I think. I think the whole case was just to ruin his reputation. I think they knew they didn't have no criminal nothing, but they wanted all these details to hit the scene because, like you said, they're not airing the case, but they are allowing media
certain
in
details.
There. So it's certain.
They're still controlling the narrative of what they want to be known.
No, they allow certain influencers, like say you got a big following on your page, you a news page. They letting certain amounts in a day and then they're coming back to deliver the details.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's not being tried like a real RICO. It's almost like a joke. The judge calling them, yeah, so Puff Daddy or P. Diddy or, you know, what is it today? He trolling them, calling them every name. Sean Diddy Combs and It's almost like one big fiasco just to smear his name. Because how do we know any of this shit is true? How do we know she went and got sperm and put it on his nipples and all the other weird shit they saying cuz doing? This is just her saying it. Because then you got to look at, she's married, about to have a child. Why would she get on the stand and degrade herself like this with her husband? So the ones that's controlling her, it looked like they like, listen, this part of that contract you signed, you need to go say this.
And one thing I learned about the industry, bro, is it always be a lot of back end shit that niggas don't know about and will never know about. You feel me? Like I said, man, it's fucked up. And what she went through, you know what I'm saying? I got a daughter, bro. So, you know, I could feel for her as a woman. But at the same time, too, like you said, bro, like they be talking about you don't have no choice and, you know, abuse. I don't know how I feel to be abused. I ain't never been abused and don't want to be. But, like, I feel like, man, when you don't want to be in something no more, you a grown up. You know what I'm saying? You could bounce. It wasn't like you, like, when you see them situations and you finding them kids in them homes that the people done kidnapped them and got them chained and they can't leave, right, that's a different story, bro.
No, that's fact. You a real prisoner.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm saying, like, you could leave at any given moment. You are leaving. You going to studios, you going to here, you flying here, you doing this. You know what I'm saying? I used to love Cassie when I was younger, so I used to be like, yeah, Cassie over here, she just shaved her head. She, you know,
she was hot.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, man, bro, and they gonna grill me for this, but I'm gonna keep it real, bro, because it's not women who do it. A lot of niggas be doing this shit too, bro, but that's that real definition of selling your soul, bro. Mm. You know what I'm saying? That's what niggas don't know in this entertainment world, bro. Selling your soul ain't no 666 selling your soul to the devil and the Illuminati. Nah, bro, it's going against your character for that money. Mm. Going against your code for that money. Whether you fuck over your niggas for this money, whether you do some shit like that for this. Because at the end of the day, like I said, I don't know her and I don't know the situation. But like y'all was saying, bro, this was a long time. It wasn't something that just happened once. You feel like I'm bouncing. Yeah, I was reading some of the shit where they reading her text messages off her BlackBerry. My nigga BlackBerry's is 15 years old. You feel me? Where she like, hey, what's up? I'm ready for the next one.
Yeah.
So it's like,
that's what tripped me out.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that shit right there where it's like, I ain't gonna say I feel her, but like, hey, bro, if this what you doing and this is like supporting you, the lifestyle that you live in, like, man, don't come back 15, 20 years later and trying to tarnish it. You know what I'm saying? This is what you chose to do. You know what I'm saying? I seen a girl, like how he brought up the Hugh Hefner, not just seen it. The Kendra girl, who was one of his playmates, they did an interview with her and they was like, do you regret anything that you did? She was like, no, like I loved it. Like this was my choice. Like I had a great life. She said, I had to do what I had to do. I had a young daughter. I had to do what I had to do, and it made my life great. I don't never have to worry about it. I never had to worry. Hugh was fun. We had fun. She said it. She said we had to have sex with him one time a week, and we had to go like a couple parties every month. Like that was, they dinner was like on a contract. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they had the freak off contract. I think in Diddy's fault, their relationship became toxic, and maybe when it came toxic, that's when the abuse or anything to that nature maybe came in, and now she's just she could be scorned from that, or now she's having regrets later down in life because dealing, you can later now deal with men, and men might not want to deal with you if they know you in the industry and the type of freak shit you went to. Because I'm pretty sure it's no way any sane man can look at her the same.
She's married.
All that. I know. That's what I'm saying now, though. But now you're getting the details out of her mouth. You know, women to tell you stories about their past and never make them look bad in it or nothing. Like, oh, he forced me to do this. Now right. You got the simp nigga feeling sorry for it. Like, I got you. I'm a captain, save a hoe you and marry you and give you the life that you want. Now she didn't put that spill on him. And now, but hearing that now, like, bitch, you was involved.
Bro, they said the husband FaceTimed her while she was at a freak off with Diddy.
Oh, right. Like
she was freaking off so at Cub FaceTime. She and the mansion freaking off. And
even with Diddy, you think if he's that controlling as you say he is he gonna be cool while you in the middle of the freak off with him FaceTiming this nigga? Unless y'all all on some freak shit, you probably been there too.
Right. So what the husband on? Because ain't no way you ain't knowing this shit.
And even cool. When we watch the
I see what I'm saying. Nah, exactly. Say, bro, be hidden secrets in the industry, bro, that like people don't know. I'm not saying I know. I'm just saying it be hitting shit, bro. Like, y'all literally digging into it right now. I'm over here quiet. Like, bro, they making a lot of sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, hey, bro, I'm going to keep it all the way real. And it's no offense to Cassie, Diddy, or the Alex nigga, whatever. But that song insane, bro. If I'm on a stand and niggas is telling me, like, my wife was getting pissed on by multiple different niggas.
Pissed
and,
in the mouth? All
hey, bro, that song, God, like, I'm sorry, I'm out of here. Relationship like, you're going to be in this trial by yourself.
Cut.
Like,
this shit over
this
with.
This shit is cooked. And you cut. And you're going to be low-key sick now because now you done have the baby with this. You're going to be damn near disgusted with
like,
yourself.
Bro, that's
like,
a different type. Like, it's not like you found out. Niggas be sick when they find out, like, man, the bitch and fucked the nigga. Or she sucked the homie dick. Or
right. Yeah. Yeah, oh, God.
Sick out of this world. Like, oh, cut. That bitch. Bro, you're on stand. It's news articles and all that. Text messages talking about like you was getting pissed in your mouth by multiple different porn stars and multiple different fuck porn stars, escorts.
Escorts.
Like, you know what I'm saying? To the point where it's like, but these escorts, you don't know what they carrying, what they got, nigga. And this your wife, bro. Like, I'm sorry.
And
this,
over a 10-year span, bro, like, bitch, you been going crazy.
They said she had like sores in her mouth that the antibiotics wasn't healing. From, and they said the source was from like friction. So how much dick you gotta suck? How much face fucking do you gotta get face fucked to have sores in your mouth that damn near can't heal?
You was sucking the skin off of niggas.
No, niggas was fucking the lining out of your mouth.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's wild business.
What's even you have to be crazy. Off you have to be off all type of gang.
Cause they said they was going for like three, four days.
Three, 4 days with no sleep, cuz. And on top of that, y'all got the exclusive Coke. Pink Coke. You getting all this. Y'all probably flying out to Colombia and getting the purest shit ever. And what's even more crazy, even in that video you watch, she talked to that security guard like two or three times before Diddy did what he did. Then you was so pressed about going to go get that bag. Well, whatever was in that bag, I don't know how much bands was in there. It gotta be money. That's the only thing I could think you wanted to risk for if you in a situation that you stuck in and you ready to go. You like, I'm finna take this little 100K, run and get up out of here. And Diddy came out that shower tripping, drug your ass back like, bitch, you twisted. Like, to keep it G, you take 100 bands, it ain't no lie, but what no nigga gonna do to you? If I got a bag sitting here and this bitch try to run up out of here. So, and this ain't just to take the defense of Diddy. What he did was wrong. But at the end of the day, accountability got to be on both sides of the fence. It can't be this one-sided thing.
The coldest thing with her, too, is like, bro, she already got a settlement. She already got a bread. Diddy settled out with her for like 30 mil. Right. Like, so you got 30 M's off of this nigga, and then, like, you still going? All right, bro, I don't know, man. Like,
that's what make
sense.
It look
what's
like.
What's making you keep pushing? Because you got what you wanted.
That's right, what make it look like
somebody's
pushing the button. Because
play on her.
Because if this my husband, this your husband, you got the right to remain silent. You can go up there and plead the fifth. You don't have to say you're getting pissed on and all of that. So it's either, bro, no, he was a part of this shit and cool with it. Or this possibly could be lies just to smear on Diddy. Like, look, babe, they want me to say this. Cuz not tripping. But you got the 20, 30 mil out the settlement. He's sitting back chilling. She up there lying.
Or it could be a sense of, is him or you? We got most shit on you too. You know what I'm saying? To where like, you going to keep pressing play all the way until whatever happens to this man. Because at that point, like you said, you got 30 million. And in that sense, it's like, what else are you looking for out of this? He's already been slayed in the media. You didn't have to get on stand to confirm
the
no more.
The coldest thing is like, Her, the whole process is going on right now is like making more of what it needs to be. We ain't know all this when she got that 30 mil. We just like, it was just like a little clip of the video, like, all right, domestic violence, basically. Mm-hmm. All right, bro, we gonna settle this out. Boom. We ain't know that she was getting pissed on. We ain't know that, you know, we didn't know none of this shit that was going on.
We only thing we can assume was that you was at freak offs. We don't know what you really did at them freak offs.
We didn't even know what a freak off, bro, because I mean, everybody has seen a freak off online, on Pornhub or on Twitter, because Twitter show all the porn out there. That's a freak off, you feel me? So we like, in our mind, nigga, like, freak off, oh, yeah, that shit. Nigga, Diddy got 15 bitches in the spot going, getting cracking. Like, you know, we don't know.
Right.
Nigga, they did all of this. It's like, now we know. But y'all didn't have to do that. But like I said, you could have still been Cassie. Like low-key victim Cassie. Like, hey, this executive mogul, P. Diddy, Sean Diddy Combs, beat my ass. You know what I'm saying? And I got some bread and we cool. I got my husband. I got my family. I'm out the way. You feel me? It's done. Now it's like, oh, yeah. You got your ass whipped. You got this 30 mil, but you're a little freaky. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You down there in the same boat as him.
Yeah,
there.
Y'all damn near freaks together, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that shit crazy to me, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Them text messages, it was over for me. I'm saying, yeah, Diddy finna beat this. Once they showed, like, well, they broke up and then Diddy hit her like, hey, can we freak off one? No, he said, do you want to freak off one more time? One last time.
Can I hit it one more time?
She said, yeah, but I don't want this to be the last time. I want to freak off forever. And she with the husband at the time. So it's like, you feel me? Like,
see, I didn't even read
Yeah,
that.
Bro.
See, I didn't see that either. That's
I just got put up on game.
At that point, like digging they on like a deeper hole.
You know what they really trying to say too? And I don't know if this is just a new thing. What's the other boy that did, the other girl did he was fucking with Carisha or something? The one of the...
Oh, the one that's quiet right now?
Yeah, they and not to even just put... I don't want to put her into nothing because she...
Nah, she quiet for a reason.
Yeah, I ain't mad at her for that. She should be quiet, but... They was trying to say that Cassie was more mad. But, you know, she started getting her shows. You know, Cassie wanted to be in that spotlight. But Diddy, she started fucking with her, gave her own show. They said Diddy fronted that, started putting a lot of things behind her. And she probably looking at that. You know how jealous women get. They
I
get
never
to,
even looked at it.
Like, I didn't you know? Even peep that
so
one.
So now she's like, I'm pressing. Nigga, I done thugged it out with you, did everything else with you, nigga. You got the nerve to put this bitch in my position?
Hey.
Like, now it's like, they get the a woman scorn going to go crazy on you.
Hey, bro, you know, that's some real shit. The people online might be like, oh, he tripped. But no, that's some real shit, bro. Like, a scorn woman, my mama told me that shit. A scorn woman is the worst thing you could ever deal with on the planet. You feel me? I heard this shit from my own mama, bro. So, like, and I could only imagine that, like, bro, like, I've been with you for 10, 15 years. I didn't, my music career, my dignity, my sexualness, like, everything, you feel me? And then you just go with this other, like, the new young bitch, and you go give her this show. And I could see, I'm not saying that's what happened, but I could definitely picture, like, some animosity like that,
I could see it.
That definitely could make sense. But I don't know if it's true, but... That shit sound like it could be, though, bro.
Nah, we gonna keep watching the details as they unfold. What you think about all the Tory Lanez stuff?
Man, that shit fucked up, bro. Bro, for me, like, I feel like all y'all feel the same way as me, bro. I don't wish jail on my worst enemy. You feel me? Right. That shit ain't for nobody. Like, ain't nobody, niggas who never been to jail not gonna understand, bro. But it's like, I don't wish that shit on nobody, nigga. So, for one, like, free Tory, you feel me? That nigga, he ain't from here. Man, that nigga from Canada. Nigga, God, I don't care if you on a integrated yard or not, bro. He's still in prison in California. You know what I'm saying? He's not even from here. So that's crazy in his song. I think, man, here come the trolls. But yeah.
They gonna cover
you. See, garbage. You done fuck my man.
Yo, on the hood, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, damn, girl.
Yeah. But even with that, nah, like you said, free Tory, but it's to the point now, I believe if he get out, He ain't gonna never want to come back out here. He should.
Bro,
he better stay,
like,
his ass in
He better
Canada.
Go back to the six with Drizzy, cuz.
Yeah, for real, though. But, like, man, that shit just fucked up. Like, I think people got to stop lying for this clout. Or people got to stop lying because they want people to feel sorry for him and stuff. I wasn't here. I don't know that situation at all. But just, it's been a long time coming. And, like, man, bro, I, like I said, I don't know what she went through. I don't know what Tory went through. But when I be seeing all the facts and they like, man, she got shot in her shit. I read an article yesterday, like, man, she got shot in both of her legs, but she had to undergo through surgery. She had to have her legs wrapped in these casts for multiple weeks. She had to relearn how to walk. But then they showed a video like 1 month later where she was in the pool twerking.
Yeah, she went to a party or
something.
I think
like the next week, a couple days later.
It wasn't really nothing. Then they were saying it was glass fragments. It wasn't really nothing. Then now you got people coming out saying that it was dick and pussy shit because he was fucking both of the bitches. And then now all that is unfolding.
Scorn woman, exactly.
And what's even more cold is that now they're saying that people are donating allegedly to the Mexican nigga that stabbed him.
Yeah, like her fan base is putting money on Cub Books and shit.
Like, see, bro, like,
y'all in that is even crazier.
Y'all sick.
Like, bro, you feel me?
Y'all don't even know these people.
Come on, bro. Like, that shit's sick. Like, bro, I broke my hand in like 2013, 14, you feel me? Got like this whole little fifth metacarpal. They call it a boxer's fracture.
Yeah.
Bro, it took me a whole year to learn how to use my hand again. Like me being in physical therapy 3 times a week, I didn't know how to write nothing. It's crazy, the beat that I made for T Grizzly, the one I got the plaque from, I made that beat with my left hand because I couldn't use my right hand. Like I said, bro, this is just for me socking on some shit and breaking my hand, bro. I had to get certain. It took me a whole year to relearn how to use my hand. For the first 3 months, bro, my right hand had the strength of a 4-year-old. Like, that's what they like, it was like a scale. If they got to squeeze something, I had the strength of a 4-year-old. Took me a year to get back regular. So you got shot in both your feet, and in a month you was twerking? I don't know how real that is, you know what I'm saying? especially like I said, I'm just going based off what the articles are saying. She like, man, she had to go through physical therapy. She had to have her leg, her feet wrapped up and all. I don't know, bro. I had my hand wrapped up, bro. It took me a whole year to learn how to use my hand again. You feel me? Like, that don't really make sense to me, bro.
It don't make sense because I done had surgery in my leg, and knowing it hurts more after surgery than actually getting shot. So when you trying to heal from that, it's going to take way longer because my shit's still not normal to this day. And this was in 2008.
Bro, this is 10 years ago. My hand not normal.
When you're not finna be shaking no ass.
When it's cold, nigga, my shit be hurting like a motherfucker. Like certain things I do where it's like, man, you ain't heard her talk about her motherfucking feet since the shit happened.
Man, I had shoulder surgery cut. My shit is still to this day not the same. I got to work out different. I got to do pull-ups different. I got to do push-ups and dips different. I got to throw different. Everything I do is different. It's never the same.
Yeah,
and to go back what you saying about being cold, like I'm more cold than the average person. But I be telling people, like, y'all understand, my nerves is shot to an extent to where, like, you accepted, like, yeah, I can walk, but they didn't think I was gonna walk or nothing like that. So I know for a fact, if that did happen, like you said, both legs, she'll be through. And now to the point, like, when it's cold, nigga, whole body be hurting. You know what I'm saying?
Her feet, she wouldn't be on stage doing the stallion. Nigga, her feet would be hurting for sure.
That
she
ass
ain't gonna be wearing
that,
no
that
12 inch heels no more, all that shit, bro. That's out, you feel me? So, like I said, that shit just fucked up, bro, because it's like, man, I don't think it's cool to lie on nobody for nothing. You just keep it gangster, like off the dribble. Just keep it gangster. But when you lying to the point that shit take somebody's life away, bro, take 10 years out of their life, bro, this nigga's on a prison yard getting stabbed up by other races. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's going to cause more problems with that because it's like, bro, this shit is just crazy, bro.
It's like a fucking movie, cuz. Yeah, it's like, bro, a movie.
It's then like an urban book, urban movie, and it's so crazy because it's still the beginning of his stretch.
Bro, that's the craziest part. Like, and then it's like, you know, For niggas who not from out here, because, like, we see all the online shit, but niggas live out here, niggas from here. It's like, bro, that in itself didn't really make too much sense to me, bro, because I'm like, if you know politics in jail and prison, bro, I would have thought it would have went up. It don't matter he not from nowhere, bro. He black, and he got stabbed by somebody who wasn't black. You feel me? I don't know.
Right.
It just be a lot of confusion growing
it's,
going
it's
on.
It's only,
you know,
tricky
what I'm
because that SNY yard, so I would say the politics is not as strong, but it would have been mandatory on a GP yard, whether he was from a gang or not. So.
But it's different, though, because some of these 50-50 yards, you got real members that's still on that yard that got dates, and niggas is like, nigga, go home type shit. Under them other regimes, it's like a no-go.
Some of them niggas do that, but I know from the niggas that I talk to on 4 yards that's our people, look at it In a negative light. Like, if you come up here, something gonna happen to you. If you went to one of them yards, you ain't get cracking. Like, so it's kind of fucked up because they're looking at it like, because it's still niggas that's snitching that's on them yards. It's still niggas that ain't, even if you're trying to be solid and separate yourself.
Because then what percentage of the yards out here is integrated? It's like, shit, a lot of them now. They trying to make it damn near most of them.
Majority damn near every 1-2 yard, almost all the 3 yards. It's only like 3 or 4 3-yards that's still solid. And then you got maybe all the 4 yards is still solid. And other than that, it's going to happen to everybody eventually, whether these niggas do it or not, or it's going to get to a point where they're going to make it hard for niggas and niggas is going to be getting murked a lot.
Yeah.
Or something is going to happen to where you not going home. So. And I think that's, like I was saying before, that's all about design. They don't want niggas going home. Or you think you get off this level 4, you get to this level 3, or you go somewhere else and you don't want to program with them. Now you get cracking and you go somewhere else. We sending you back to where you was at, or we're sending to another yard and you're not programming. You're not ready to go back in society.
Yeah.
So I think that's all about design also. But ain't that how it was in the 90s? Wasn't these niggas on the yard with punks and shit like that? Like...
I'm saying is the blacks program is different than they program, the South Side program. The politics is a little different.
I agree. Because
there's some niggas who would be like, nah, go home, cuz. Like, don't come up here and catch no more time.
The
and
smart
get
man
date.
Would tell you to go home. But what I'm saying is if you a nigga and you, if it's not confirmed or these niggas is telling you to go home, when you go back,
it's going to be bad for you.
Yeah, if you catch another, if your points get boosted back up and you try to go back to these 3 or 4 yards and they look at your paperwork, like how long you was in this SNY yard, niggas going to get you up out of there. So it's fucked up. It's kind of stupid too, Because a lot of those yards, that believe it or not, I ain't even gonna say, because they gonna say I hate it. I know majority of it's both sides, but it's a lot of Hispanic dropouts. And niggas don't wanna act like it ain't true. That's why I didn't like when they was trying to tell you, oh, it ain't no Southsiders on them yards.
Them with the dropouts, but,
yeah, it was a lot of them that did, not just Southsiders, mm-hmm. It's every race that drop out and go to those yards. But majority of those, you see a lot of that activity from what you hearing in these niggas in prison.
Yeah.
Yeah, so free Tory, cuz. We'll see goes along, man. Cause I can't even imagine cuz getting patched up and they like, all right, go back to the yard. That nigga like, what? Cuz, send me back to Canada. Send me to a Canada jail. extradite me to a Canadian prison.
And that's what makes it so fucked up. When he heal up enough to where he can move on his own and breathe on his own, they sending you right back to the yard. Unless he deny that and they send him to another yard, but it don't matter. You fucked up. And now you a liability at this point.
Man, it's like, it's kind of, like I said, I don't know the details, bro, but it's fucked up because it's like, bro, all of this shit happened and like everybody, well, I ain't gonna say everybody, but a lot of people like claim his innocence, you know what I'm saying? But like, man, this nigga got all this time. He didn't go out like a sucker, you know what I'm saying? He ain't do no pot like I'm a celebrity and it. Nah, that nigga went to the pen. He went to the California. Facts. Like he went to Integrated Yard, but like, you know what I'm saying?
Nah,
like,
I said the same thing. That's why I didn't really look at him no different, because he don't know nothing about none of that. He don't know. He just thinking, I go to prison, they send me whatever prison I go to, I go program.
Yeah.
So I didn't really put that fault on him. And he's not a gang member. He's not nothing in that sense, like, or even acting like
the nigga
that.
Not even from here. Niggas right. is trying so, to put our politics on him. On him, yeah, nigga. Like, he's a Canada. Superstar. Right. When he gets out, he's going back to TV. Yeah. You think he give a fuck what yard he own? That nigga just trying to make it out alive, nigga.
Oh, God.
He ain't out here thugging. He ain't cripping. He ain't blooding. He ain't gangster. He ain't nothing of that.
Nah,
he's a
Tory
singer,
Lanes.
Nigga. Tory fucking Lanez.
I'm just in the pen. I'm trying to go home.
You know, the like, dead hubbies. He trying to go home.
And
nigga.
What's so crazy, they was trying to like be mad at him. Like, well, he should have told her something because he kept it solid. Like, well, if he knew, why he didn't tell on the bitch that the security guard is talking about now, like why he didn't get on the stand and say nothing. He was just, like you said, in his mind, I'm just going to keep my innocence, and he kept it solid. He didn't tell on the bitch. So
somebody need to get on the security, cuz, because how long you had this info, nigga?
He knew since the bro, day it happened.
Don't wait till a nigga damn near chip, nigga.
Guess that's he why, now he having a guilty conscience.
That's why, yeah, he's whack for that too, bro, as a man, you feel me? Like, you know that this, like I said, bro, that go back into like, nigga, I don't wish jail on my worst enemy, bro. Like, it's different. Oh, the bitch gonna break up with you, right, whatever, my nigga. Like, hey, but this nigga finna go do 10 years? Hey, hold on, nah. This didn't happen like that.
He was saving the bitch, and it's like,
he was saving the bitch for his money, because that's his lifeline.
Exactly. Right?
But
so that go back into what we was talking about with the, nigga, you never know what's gonna happen for this bread, you feel me? Cause he doing that shit for a woman for the money. Essentially, bro, he like, he being less of a man for the money, bro. He's selling his soul, you feel me? And he know the nigga lying. He knows she lying on the nigga. He finna go do 10 years. Now the nigga stabbed up 14 times, damn near airlifted up out the pen, and now you like, damn. Nah, that's not what happened. That's whack, bro.
Shit.
Yeah, use a cold nigga. I don't even know who the other bitch is. Her name Kelsey or something
that's
like that.
That's Tory homegirl.
Yeah, but
I mean, what Meg homegirl.
What I mean is, what does she do? Who is she as a, like, and how much of a bag is she really giving you?
She was Meg's best friend. Yeah, you know, it's crazy. I remember running into Kelsey in like 2015, 2016. I was in New York, coming out of my hotel. She was coming in the hotel.
Who, Meg?
Nah, Kelsey.
Oh, Kelsey.
I think Meg might have been in the car though. She hopped out of a black truck. I ain't gonna lie, this was back in the day. I'm like, damn, who is this? What's up with you? I still follow her on IG to today. She still follow me too. I never really seen like nothing bad about Kelsey. That's why it's kind of crazy to me. Like, when all this shit came up, it was just kind of random. Like, on some, oh shit, like.
And I think
it might be something tricky here. You feel me?
I feel like, and Tory knew in a sense, like, this is why he didn't really say nothing about her, because she still kept it solid. Ain't no telling why she popped Meg. She could have popped Meg over Tory.
And that's what I'm saying.
So he like, I ain't going, you risked yourself for me. And I guess they were saying Tory was trying to stop it from happening. And that's when it got cracking. So maybe that's probably why. And like you said, the security coming out now, it's just a fucked up situation all the way around.
Man, look, bro. You know women, and women be tripping, especially when it come involved with some dick or they feelings, their emotion, you feel me? So if they best friends, and they been best friends for however long, 15, 20 years, nigga, and, you know, you fucking this nigga, and y'all always around. We best friends. And then all of a sudden, you find a girl, find out, oh, nigga, you fucked my nigga. Bro, she gonna lose her shit.
Lose her shit. Lose.
That's any woman. That's not even just that situation, bro. We could go out, nigga, right now, bro. A woman gonna lose her. She gonna do some shit that she didn't even know she was capable of doing, bro. Because women, when they lash out off their emotions, that's really what happened. You feel me? The crazy, the little segment that I did on the acting shit, it was kind of like that, but just not to the extreme. But she was going in. She was so mad that she said something, and she caught herself, like, on some, damn, I ain't mean to do that. But a lot of women will do that because they leave with their emotions. It was like, bro, if she find out, like, nigga, you be fucking my nigga, and did it, who knows what the fuck could have happened, you feel me? That's where it get tricky at, where it's like, man, before niggas get to doing all this shit and people be in jail and all, like, bro, let's get all the facts first.
But what's so crazy is that if they find, like, when you go to court and then you find, far as it's been proven that Meg lied, like, she even lied about fucking the nigga. Like, she never fucked Tory and all this and came back out and admitted to it. Like, how are you still even credible? How do we even know what to believe at this point? So that's fucked up because they're celebrities. But that was just a regular. They wasn't being celebrities. She wouldn't even be a credible witness to even testify about
it. He already got banged for it. That's the fucked up part about it. So, man, free Tory. We're going to follow this case closely as the details emerge, man. And we'll be back at y'all with some updates. But who's some of the most notable artists you done work with? Or, like, what's some of your biggest accomplishments with this music shit and where you plan on taking it?
Because you said the T-Grizzly
Yeah,
thing.
You said T-Grizzly.
I didn't know you dropped
You naming
that
some names. Yeah. Pharaoh, you naming some names over there.
Yeah, nah, you know, on the producing side, I was doing that for a minute. I think my first real placement was like 2013, 2012, song with Lil Scrappy. And then I kind of just kept going from there. I did a lot of shit for G Perico. We don't really mess around like that no more, but I did a lot of shit for G. A lot of shit for Neff, Larry John. On T-Grizzly first project, the one that came out that had the first day out on it. It's
my
a
moment.
Song called Yeah, My Moment. I did Catch It. Did the song Catch It on My Moment, me and Sunny Digital. Man, bro, a lot of production shit. Like, work. I didn't work with everybody on the producing side. On the rapping side, bro, I think some of my biggest accomplishments been, bro, getting in the video game. Like, I was on 2K. That shit still be blowing my mind. I ain't gonna lie. Cause I turn on 2K just to hear my song and that shit. Like,
is that right?
Yeah. You playing niggas in the park and they like, cause my screen name on the shit say West Side Web. So they looking at the name come up like on the little side, like, oh, West Side Web Progress. So they like, hey, this you on the song? Like, oh shit. Like, that shit was tripping me out for a second. That really, bro, just like where music just be taking a nigga, bro. Like, you know, I could feed my family and do the things I love to do off of music, bro. You know, that shit is hella dope. I think I don't really get a perk off of the people who I be around. Cause like I said, bro, you'll meet so many niggas that you didn't adored, bro. And you meet him in person, be like, I do not like this nigga. Like, I didn't like, damn, that's crazy. You be actually like hurt, bro. You be like, damn, like, I didn't even know you was like this. Like, that shit crazy. So for me, I'd just be more intrigued. Like, I'd be happy that the shit that I be doing, bro. Like, just the niggas who I fuck with. And when we make good music, that shit just be nice to me. Other than that, I don't really be tripping off of, like, the big names that I work with and shit. That shit cause a lot of problems, honestly. You know what I'm saying? As niggas, like I said, it don't be organic. It be forced. Especially, too, when you working with, like, the people that you fuck with, like, there's no egos involved. And then when the business come down to it, it's not super technical. You feel me? Like, most of the niggas that even if they big, bro, when it come down to the business side, it's like, hey, bro, give Web what he want. I take what I want. We not sitting here like, oh, nah, you need, like, bro, I don't got time for that shit, bro. You feel me? That shit make everything difficult. And then it actually fuck up y'all relationship over time. You feel me? Because, you know, money will fuck up anything, bro. Mm. You know, so you could be the bestest friend with some nigga, bro. If you feel like he didn't took more from you or stole from you or this wasn't fair, then like, you're going to start getting, you're going to feel a type of
resentment.
Yeah, that's why they say never meet your heroes, because you create an image in your head that they never going to live up to. So in your brain, you, oh, they like this. Then you meet them like, damn, cuz, you really like this? I don't even fuck with this nigga like that. You got to low-key keep stay to a distance. You know what I'm saying?
I think that shit right there happens more than anything I've seen in the music industry because of the content shit that we live in right now, because of social media. So whatever they portray to you, that's what they portraying to you, bro. But then when you go see them as them, it ain't that. You feel me? That's a lot of people.
Yeah, and it's crazy. That's why I be having some grace for some of these rappers or some of these niggas that come from the streets, still be going back to their hoods, even though niggas be like, why you should have left or did this? Because once you get around, I don't want to say just industry people or just different type of people that you didn't grow up with, it's like, it's a disconnect. Yeah. You be like, man, let me reconnect a little bit with niggas that understand me and get me. Or you could be genuinely yourself instead of what the idea they have of you. So I think that's a big thing, though. But nah, but
I think that's where sometimes, too, it could get tricky, though. I had a conversation with a lot of older people about that, you feel me? People who were, like, being successful in whatever industry they was in, it kind of, like, you know what I mean? Because you right, bro. Like, you got to come back in and tap in with your people. That industry shit can make you lose yourself, you know what I'm saying? And you got to come back and find yourself. And where you going to do that? Then in your roots, you feel me? But at the same time, too, that shit get a little tricky and you got to maneuver in a certain way because these new people that you meeting, they might not like you. But they can't envy you, bro, because they don't know you enough. Niggas that you grew up with, bro, they can envy you. Mm. Feel me? Because these are the same niggas and y'all was playing on the monkey bars together. Y'all was on the same level. When y'all was in high school, y'all was getting the same caliber of women. But now, something changed. They might feel some type of way because they like, nigga, you supposed to still be here with us. Or, like, we grew up together. Like, I ain't at that level, you feel me? And he is. That's where that animosity come in, bro. And it's not like an anger. It's like an envy because they really, like, feel like, damn, like, this nigga made it and I didn't. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that happens everywhere, but some older niggas told me, though, like, that shit didn't happen to them, bro, where the people, the newer people that they mean, like I said, they can't envy you. They might just be like, I don't fuck with this nigga or whatever, but these niggas that you, like, the ones that know you from a kin, they might really, like, not like that shit, like, really in their soul, bro. Like,
I think it's inevitable, though.
I agree. Yeah, I was going to say the same thing because I think When you get to a point, if somebody don't got genuine love and respect for you, it gets to a point, it's really that they hate themselves. You know what I'm saying? And they hate that you're a reflection of what they're not or what they didn't become, like you said. So that's where the separation. So they're still operating on a vibration as here. You're here and you genuinely coming back to fuck with niggas, but niggas is just like, that's the gap of what they wasted their life on. Like, sense.
Bro, we can go down the list of names. You can look at Nip. Lately, you had Greedo. You had one of Mozzie homies jump out there on the internet, lash out against him. Like, you can literally go down the names of every rapper that's from a hood, and at some point, one of their homies lashed out because they feel entitled to his success. Recently, I just seen Lavish D crying on the internet, dissing his hood, dissing his homies. I don't know what happened. They said something happened with his hood about a back door or something. But he just, nigga, y'all niggas disloyal. Y'all snakes, nigga. I put my life on the line for this shit. Like, he's crying real tears. But he's telling kids, stay out the streets. This ain't what it is, niggas. It's woo-wah-wah. So right now, currently, he's going through the same thing. Where he like, damn, cause I did this for y'all, nigga. I'm coming back to fuck with y'all.
Yeah.
Because you be around this other shit, and you like, cut a shit weird up here. I need to go.
Yeah.
I need to go get around some of my homies. And then they looking at you like you might be on the menu. you know, because you up there with them niggas. So now it's like, it's like a rock in a hard place, cuz. You don't fit in up here. These niggas weird. I love y'all niggas down here, but nigga, I'm lunch meat now to some niggas. You know what I'm saying? That's not your immediate circle. So it's a fucked up thing that come with this success,
it's
man.
And it's crazy. It's a cold bar. I think it was Fab that said it. What he said, eat with me if you hungry, dog. But then again, how loyal is a hungry dog? The same hunger make your dog eat you alive. You either starve to death or you eat to survive. I'm like, that's some cold shit because it's real shit.
That's real. That's a cold boy, bro. Because that's real shit, bro. Like, niggas want to come back and do all the shit, but you don't know who really, like, don't like you no more. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, nigga be on the menu. Don't even know it, though. That's the coldest part.
Don't even know it. You thinking it's genuine. So it's fucked up, man. It's definitely fucked up. We got to change that as a culture, though, man. You got to start celebrating the ones that made it out.
Yeah.
And now you do got to celebrate. And I think it gets to a point where people have to, like, if you the one that make it and you allowing somebody in your space or your energy, people have to become a point to where they make self valuable.
Yeah.
Whether if it's just small things that you need, like, you might need to go get some food. You might need somebody to take out the trash. You might need somebody to just to do small things that might take some more time to save you some time. And that'll be more appreciative to somebody else that, like, damn, I don't want to go out the way to do this and do that. Like, you just got to find a way to be more valuable, I think, in my opinion, than just to hate on niggas or not try to find a way to just be dead weight. Because eventually you'll get cut off anyway. It's like, if I'm allowing you, make yourself valuable. That's how.
Yeah.
And people don't like that. But everything we doing in life, you're being a service to somebody. So if you feel like you too good for this, you shouldn't feel that way, because some form or fashion you're being a service, whether you're going to work, whether you're helping, you being a father, whether you being a boyfriend or a husband, you're going to be a service to somebody. Now, what you choose to do with that service, like even you making music and producing, I'm doing something I love to do, but this is a service that is valuable for me and somebody else, right, in a sense.
Right, right. Nah, for sure.
So what's left for Westside Web? What's next, should I say? You got some projects coming.
Yeah.
What can people be on the lookout for?
Shit, this year we finna flood. You know, I just dropped that self-made project April 30th. So that shit just been going, doing numbers. Finna put some more visuals out to that. Shit, I'll tell y'all, but I'm trying to put a little short film together right now for it. You know, back in the day when niggas used to do their movies with the project, right, the streets is watching with Snoop and them, and the East Sides did that shit and all that. I'm trying to put some shit together like that, just to, you know, bring some more lifestyle content to the shit. Also trying to put together this tour right now, little 10-city tour, make my little rounds and for the fans out of state who be fucking with me and shit. And then just more projects, bro. Me and my nigga Polly Boy Usually, we finna drop, I said yesterday, like probably within the next 90 days. The project basically done. We just gotta mix and master and, you know, do little touch ups and shit. But bro, I'm about to drop it all year. Niggas just gonna hear a gang of shit, gang of hot shit. You know what I mean?
Nah, man, let's keep it going, man. Let's get the update when the project is about to be rolled out. Let's double back, bring you back in, see what you had going, preview some music, you know what I'm saying? Some unreleased, you know.
All that.
You got the tour cracking. Let's promote that. Let's get it going, cuz. Let's get the Westside Web merch, man. Let's get all that cracking, man.
I just dropped my merch line, too. It actually just sold out, so we're going to do the version 2 collection in a little bit, but I just dropped my merch progress, and like, going back to when we was talking about, like, the why, you feel me? It's, like, progress on the front. But it ain't just the hoodie. It ain't just the T-shirt. It's, like, a lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas got y'all podcast. Excuse me, y'all podcast, bro. Y'all progress every day with y'all podcast. I'm pretty sure, like, the first episode y'all doing to what y'all doing now, consistent progress, you feel me? When niggas in that gym, bro, it's consistent progress. When that lady go to work, bro, it's consistent progress, you feel me? Everybody, somebody doing this consistent progress. And when you look at, when you look down at that logo, it's gonna drive you to keep going. You feel me? So, yeah, we got the merch line progress. If you go on my page and you'll see it in my bio. You know, progress unlimited. You reverse it, it's unlimited progress. You feel me?
Nah, Mando, I'm gonna have to go up and order some of that. So, for sure, y'all, let's see some of the progress merch up here, man. We gonna get it going. We ain't gonna keep Westside Web all day. He a busy man, you know what I'm saying. Fatherhood is the only hood we really banging, but you know, we gonna keep this Long Beach shit cracking, cuz. We keeping the torch alive, you feel me? It's Long Beach, period, point blank, man. We making this shit look good. Shout out to Westside Web for coming through, cuz.
Good looking, bro. I appreciate it. On my mama.
On the hood, on the set.
Yeah, now we appreciate you coming through for sure. More,
yeah, anytime, bro. Fuck with this shit. This shit, I like the organic shit, bro. You feel me? On GLD, this probably the tightest interview I done ever done, bro. Y'all niggas didn't even really ask me about no music shit. You feel me? Niggas is just talking, bro. Like, that's the shit that I like. Cause most of the interviews I go on, bro, be like, yeah, so where you from? And how'd you get started in music? And it'd be like, man, all right, bro. I ain't gonna lie, I be turning interviews down, bro, because I know that's what it's gonna come with.
Right, you feel me?
I'll be wanting to just chop it up. Like, how we did, nigga, this shit was tight. I come on here all the time, nigga. Make me a co-host.
Nah, for sure. On the dead homies, cuz. It's like, that's what we about, man. We about the dialogue. We about shifting the culture with the conversations, man. I think the era of that, do, where you from, when you do me, like, that's dead. People want to know about you, and people want to know your views on what's going on. Does he think like me, or how does he think? What is his point of view? You drop hella gems. Like, it's going to take me all day to cut this up. Nigga dropping bars at the bars at the bars. So, you feel me? We definitely going to keep this thing reoccurring. We want to keep the Long Beachians in and out, putting the city on, you feel me? Yeah. They like to stick us on the island. Okay, cool. This finna be the most valuable island out here. You finna have to come through here to get the stamp, nigga.
We gonna make this motherfucker the Maldives.
Oh, insane.
Yeah, you gotta take one of them water boats to get over here, man. One of them water planes, man. Come on, shit ain't man. Normal.
Dead homies, far away or no way.
You at the dock.
Yeah, that part. We're going to be waving at you.
No ways. Progressive, cuz. We progressing. You feel me? We're going to wrap this one up, though, man.
That's what we're going to call this one. Progress.
Yeah, call that progress. Yeah, come on, man.
Y'all share, like, subscribe to the channel. Go follow my boy. Where can they find you at, gang?
Westside Web, everywhere. Just like how I sound. Web with 2 B's. Easy core.
Oh, insane.
We out of here.
Ain't no handouts, I did it from the ground up. Yeah. In the streets, thuggin' hard, that's where they found us. Got a problem, nigga, watch my troopers mount up. My bitch a thing too, and you a lame though. You niggas ain't outside, yeah, we came through. You want your lights up, we put you on the shack.